From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Minister Mahfud reiterates President's focus on Papua and West Papua. Idul Fitri Homecoming 2022 boosts regional economic growth by 72 trillion rupiah. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has channeled his utmost focus on the Indonesian provinces of Papua and West Papua. This was remarked by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, in his press statement, as observed from the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Monday, as reported by Antara. He further said Papua is the region on which it has become a main focus by President Joko Widodo. Minister Mahfud also explained the president visited other provinces, perhaps only twice or thrice, but he has visited Papua 14 times. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, ensures that the Idul Fitri holiday momentum in 2022 can run safely and healthily. The government has allowed people to go home for Idul Fitri in 2022 after 2 years of implementing mobility restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The movement of Indonesian people during this year's Idul Fitri holidays is predicted to reach 85.5 million people. So, health protocols must be implemented properly. Minister Sandiaga Uno, in the extended weekly press briefing event at the Susilo Sudarman Hall in Jakarta on Monday, said the Idul Fitri homecoming in 2022 could be a good momentum to increase the regional economy by 72 trillion rupiah.
Kami terus berkoordinasi antara kementerian.
We continue to coordinate between ministries, agencies, and regional governments for the readiness of tourism destination ahead of going home and Idul Fitri. And we also contribute to the preparation of the logo for safe homecoming, and healthy homecoming is prepared by the deputy for marketing. This homecoming is a momentum for regional economic revival, because 72 trillion rupiah will be allocated in the next few weeks and can be used for the revival of tourism destination and creative economy centers.
Maupun juga sentra ekonomi kreatif.
Minister Sandiaga added the tourism village is attractive during the homecoming procession because if it is packaged with fun, then this will become a unique tourism destination where the homestay is comfortable, the attractions are good, and it's ready for cleanliness, health, safety, and environment sustainability, and the implementation of health protocols is carried out according to the existing procedures. Now we continue the news with the Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, who urged his staff to optimize the integrated Idul Fitri Exodus Transport Post facilities as a place to offer public services during the homecoming period. All sectors are encouraged to properly make use of this post so that information can be obtained and disseminated to the public. This was affirmed by Minister Sumadi at the opening of the 2022 Integrated Idul Fitri Exodus Transport Post on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also remarked the government is expediting effort to organize a safe and comfortable Idul Fitri Exodus amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The last national news comes from Indonesia that must take advantage of the Muslim fashion trend, which has currently become a lifestyle, considering the nation's cultural strength. This was stated by Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi in a press statement issued on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also informed that based on the data that he gathered, Indonesia has a Muslim population of at least 229 million. The figure is 12% of the global Muslim population of 1.9 billion. By 2024, Muslim fashion is projected to contribute 6.04% to the global halal industry, whose value has reached $311 billion. Now we move to the international news. Residents across Beijing joined growing lines of people waiting to be screened for COVID-19 on Tuesday after the Chinese capital overnight ramped up plans for mass testing to 20 million people and fueled worries about a looming lockdown. As reported by Reuters.com, amid comparisons with Shanghai, where more than 1,000 cases were reported in March before widespread curbs were finally imposed on 26 million people, many in Beijing flocked to supermarkets to stock up on food and supplies, fearing sudden localized lockdowns. U.S. State Department officials held their first high-level talks with the Brazilian government on Monday, reinforcing ties between the Western Hemisphere's two largest democracies despite their differences over the Ukraine war. As reported by Reuters.com, while Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has not condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine, United States Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland thanked Brazilian diplomats for voting with the United States at the United Nations Security Council. We end the news with closer ties between the European Union and South Korea under President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol that are imperative for managing China's rising power and the increasing rivalry between Beijing and Washington. It was said by Kim Chang-bum, a former South Korean ambassador, to the European Union. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the crisis in Ukraine and the need to counter Moscow's direct threat to the rules-based international order further make European Union and South Korea cooperation important, the former official said in a report to be released on Tuesday by the Brussels School of Governance. Next, we present you commentary entitled Homecoming with Stricter Health Protocols.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Homecoming with Stricter Health Protocols. In less than 2 weeks to come, Muslims are going to celebrate Idul Fitr. For the people of Indonesia, this is the time they have been waiting to meet parents, family, and relatives to celebrate Idul Fitr together in their hometown. This opportunity was held back for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo officially announced permission for the public to go home for the holidays on Wednesday. The decision was accompanied by the government's promise to work hard to provide maximum service. The goal is that travelers can travel safely and comfortably. This policy, of course, is welcomed by the people, especially those who have received the third or booster vaccine. Therefore, this is one of the conditions that must be met by those who want to return home. While those who only have the first and second vaccines must show negative antigen and PCR test results for exposure to COVID-19. However, those under the age of 18 are allowed not to undergo antigen testing although they have not received the third dose of the vaccine. The high desire of the people to return home is proven by the sale of train tickets. Currently, 43% of 2.4 million train tickets have been sold. The joy of celebrating Eid al-Fitr in the hometown must be certainly accompanied by greater caution. Thus, compliance with implementing health protocols is a must. Obedience to take care of oneself and others by implementing health protocols must be firmly attached. Although, based on the body's antibody survey against the virus conducted by the Ministry of Health, the antibody levels of the Indonesian people rose to 99.2%. But the discipline of carrying out health protocols is certainly better. Moreover, celebrating Eid al-Fitr together in the hometown has become the desire of around 85 million people, as estimated by the government. Another thing that travelers should also pay attention to is safety and comfort on the way to their hometown. The survey results from the Ministry of Transportation show that there are 23 million cars and 17 million motorcycles that will be used by the travelers this year. You can imagine the density on the roads to the hometown. President Joko Widodo is focusing on this. He also invited the public to avoid the peak of the homecoming flow on April 28, 29, and 30, 2022. The Indonesian government has taken various anticipatory steps to provide comfort for travelers, such as traffic regulation and engineering, including odd-even rules, one-way enforcement, and the prohibition of trucks from entering toll roads. But the most important thing is the anticipation and readiness of the travelers. The joy of celebrating Eid al-Fitr at home should not make people forget the compliance with implementing health protocols. Strict discipline of wearing masks, avoiding crowds, and washing hands that have been carried out for more than 2 years must still be prioritized. Another thing that should receive more attention is the feasibility and readiness of motor vehicles. Vehicle readiness for a long trip to their hometown must also be prioritized. Gathering with family and friends at home while staying safe from COVID-19 must be the determination of all travelers. Hopefully, after Eid al-Fitr homecoming, there is no increase in COVID-19 cases. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with April the 26, 1959, the death of Ki Hajar Dewantara. On April the 26, 1959, Indonesia lost a valuable figure, namely Ki Hajar Dewantara. He is the father of education in Indonesia. His service is remembered as one of Indonesia's heroes who often fought for the right to education for his nation when Indonesia was colonized by the Dutch. He is the founder of the Taman Siswa College, an educational institution that provides opportunities for natives to be able to obtain the right to education, as well as the nobleman or priayi and the Dutch. Turning to April 26, 1986, the worst nuclear accident in history known as the Chernobyl disaster happens. This nuclear accident occurred at reactor number 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant near the city of Pripyat, Ukraine. Since 1977, Soviet scientists have installed 4 RBMK nuclear reactors at the power plant, which is located just south of Ukraine's border with Belarus. The Soviet Union did invest heavily in nuclear power after World War II. In addition to destroying the Chernobyl 4 reactor, this accident also killed 30 operators and firefighters within 3 months, and was followed by several other deaths. Acute radiation syndrome was also diagnosed in 237 people at the site and involved in the cleaning process. This nuclear disaster is considered the worst nuclear accident in history and is one of only 2 accidents classified as level 7 on the International Nuclear Incident Scale. And today in history with April 26, 2001, World Intellectual Property Day is celebrated for the first time. The World Intellectual Property Day was first established by the World Intellectual Property Organization in 2000. The purpose of this observance is to raise awareness about how patents, copyrights, trademarks, and designs impact everyday life. In addition, World Intellectual Property Day also celebrates the creativity and contribution made by creators and innovators to the development of communities around the world. April 26 was chosen as World Intellectual Property Day because it coincides with the date on which the Convention for the Establishment of the World Intellectual Property Organization came into force in 1970. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance die übertragung skete des COVID-19 virus, du richtige tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news. You begging for reviews. No, better than thought you would be. You are right now.
Right now.
I'm living in my dreams right now.
Right now.
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Just staring,
thing
that you thought will never prove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on.
Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million.
You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang kan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers, looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move in school. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to begin. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Turkey Affirms Strong Support for Indonesia's G20 Presidency. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi visited Europe from April the 19th to 22nd. Ending her series of visits, Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu in Ankara on April the 22nd. The two discussed various bilateral and global issues, such as economic and health cooperation, Ukraine, the G20, to Palestine. Quoting kemlu.co.id on April the 23rd, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in her press statement said that with Indonesia's presidency at the G20 and Turkey's chairmanship in MIKTA, Indonesia has a strategic role in overcoming challenges facing the world. MIKTA is an informal middle power partnership between Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia, led by the foreign ministers. Indonesia and Turkey agreed to increase cooperation for recovery from the pandemic, both from a health and economic perspective. The two countries' bilateral trade in 2021 reached $2.01 billion, an increase of 51.86% compared to the previous year. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi hopes that the Indonesia-Turkey Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, ITCEPA, can be concluded soon to further increase opportunities for cooperation between the two countries. Regarding the Ukraine issue, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi appreciated Turkey's role in promoting peace negotiations and reiterated the importance of immediately ending the war and encouraging peaceful means to reach a resolution to the conflict. In addition, the war has had a significant impact not only on humanity but also on the stability and security of world food and energy. Therefore, all countries have an obligation to contribute to creating an enabling environment so that peace can be created immediately. According to Retno Marsudi, peace is expected to be achieved through the negotiating table. Regarding the G20, the two foreign ministers from Indonesia and Turkey agreed on the importance of advancing the G20 priorities in overcoming the pandemic, creating global health resilience, and encouraging digital transformation and energy transition. As the holder of the G20 presidency, Indonesia will continue to work, establish communication and consultation with all member countries so that in the midst of this very difficult world situation, the G20 can continue to work and contribute significantly to the world's efforts to recover from the pandemic and overcome the effects of war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu reiterated Turkey's strong support for Indonesia's presidency and priorities at the G20. The two foreign ministers also agreed to hold a MIKTA meeting on the sidelines of the G20 foreign ministers meeting, which is planned to be held in July 2022. The two foreign ministers agreed to intensify communication, especially regarding the situation in Ukraine and the G20. After the meeting, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu inaugurated the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara, located at Jalan Soekarno or Soekarno Kedesi. Soekarno is Indonesia's first president. The design and construction process of this building prioritizes aspects of sustainability and excellent public services. Well, that was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Soon. forest tree will quiver. Soon leaves will fall and shiver. Bodies will fade away, but one thing remains.
Our love will stay.
In the presence of this gravity,
soon the strongest tree will quiver. Soon leaves will fall and shrivel. Bodies will fade away, but one thing remains.
Our love will stay. We'll make it.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. In this Ramadan edition of Indonesian Wonder, we invite you to take a religious tour to one of mosques in Jakarta, namely Jami Al-Ma'mur Mosque. The mosque, which is located in Cikini, Menteng, Central Jakarta, is one of the oldest mosques with a long history. Referring to the Jakarta Culture Office, Jami Al-Ma'mur Cikini Mosque was built in the late 19th century, precisely in 1890, by the maestro of the Indonesian painter, Raden Saleh Syarif Bustaman. Previously, Jami Al-Ma'mur Mosque was in the complex of Raden Saleh's house. It was located about 80 to 100 meters from the current location of the mosque. After moving to Bogor, West Java, Raden Saleh then sold all of his land. He sold the mosque building to a landlord of Arab descent, the Alatas family. Then the Alatas family sold the land to the Ratu Emma Foundation, a Dutch-owned Christian missionary foundation, which was engaged in social services and hospitals. Jami Al-Ma'mur Mosque, which was already established at that time, was asked to be demolished by the Emma Foundation around 1947. Knowing this, the residents of Cikini-Binatu tried hard to prevent it and put up a fight against the Dutch colonial government. This made the residents of Cikini-Binatu ask the mosque be moved to the current location. Jami Al-Ma'mur Mosque has the architecture of an old building with wood carvings that are still preserved. This mosque has about 7 main doors and 10 windows made of real teak wood. Built with only 2 floors, the first and second floors both function as a place of worship that can accommodate up to 700 worshippers. If you visit this place, you can find historical traces left behind, such as the tiles in the center of the mosque. The brown tiles are still original, so are the pillars in the middle. Meanwhile, the building on the second floor has been restored by the governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan. Remembering the long history of the Jami Al-Ma'mur Cikini Mosque, currently the building has been inaugurated as a cultural heritage by the Governor of Jakarta based on Jakarta Regional Regulation No. 9 of 1999. In addition to continuing to run religious activities, Al-Ma'mur Mosque Foundation, as the manager, also established schools and madrasah or Islamic school. In 1995, the mosque building was added, which is located behind the old mosque building. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is the expression of conveying purpose. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Untuk Berwisata. Untuk Berwisata, which means for traveling. Dave is chatting with a woman sitting next to him. The woman asks why Dave comes to Indonesia, then Dave responds.
Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia?
Untuk berwisata.
After listening to the conversation, I'll give you the phrases and vocabulary related to this title, Untuk Berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. I'll say the word slowly and you can repeat after me. Apa? Apa, which means what. Tujuan Anda. Tujuan Anda, which means your purpose. Ke Indonesia. Ke Indonesia, which means to Indonesia. Untuk. Untuk, which means for. Berwisata. Berwisata, which means traveling. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia, which means what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Untuk berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. In the conversation, you heard the expression untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. In that expression, there is the word untuk. Untuk, which means for. When you want to convey a purpose, you can use the word untuk. Untuk, which means for, followed by a verb. For example, untuk berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. If you want to convey your purpose in full expression, you can say, tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Which means, my purpose coming to Indonesia is for traveling. When responding to a question, you can answer briefly like in the dialogue. For example, untuk berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. Other examples. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Untuk berwisata. Untuk berwisata. Which means, for traveling. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Which means, my purpose coming to Indonesia is for traveling. There are five Indonesia Super Priority Tourism Destinations set in 2022, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur in Central Jawa, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi. These places are very interesting and beautiful to visit. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to an example of a conversation once again.
Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia?
Untuk berwisata.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian Today with the title Untuk Berwisata. Untuk berwisata or for traveling. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom is getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Masak Kopi Ainyo Tumpah by Usman Bengkalis. The song composed by Usman Bengkalis comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The song contains life advice, such as advice not to live based on lust alone. This song, which was popular in the 2000s, has been rearranged several times. The latest arrangement is by Wak Seman and Azwin, without losing the traditional nuances. Alright, listener, here is Usman featuring Vienna with the Malay song Masak Kopi Ainyo Tumpah. Enjoy the song.
Di atas kadang
salah kopi airnya tumpah. Bunga melati di atas karang. Aku bermimpi keris kupatah. Kekasih hati, kekasih hati orang di. Kekasih hati, kekasih hati orang diambil orang. Ya dan ya dan, ya dan ya dan. Kajang tua, kajang terlipat, kajanglah kami mentuang lagi. Kajang tua, kajang berlipat, kajanglah kami mentuang lagi. Dagang tua, dagang bertempat, dagang kami, hai dagang kami lalu terbuang lalu. Dagang tuangan, dagang bertempat, dagang kami, hai dagang kami lalu terbuang lalu. Ya dan ya dan, ya dan ya dan.
Ya dan, 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 ya
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.